Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to continue sharing with you on the fruit of the Spirit. And we are going to talk with you about the fruit of gentleness again today. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the Bible says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Now we've talked about love, we've talked about joy and peace and long-suffering, and we're in the midst of talking about the fruit of gentleness. Now, when we think about gentleness, we just think about kind of dealing with things in a gentle way, kind of even of a passive gentleness. But this is really not what the word means. This particular word in the Greek is really translated kindness throughout the New Testament, mainly. And it means an active kindness that looks for a way to be helpful or constructive for someone's good with tenderness and compassion. An active kindness with tenderness and with the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 27, verse 3, "The next day we touched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself." The word "courteously entreated" is this particular word for gentleness, or the act of kindness with a tenderness and a compassion. Julius courteously entreated Paul. He gave him liberty. He showed forth kind action in giving to Paul what he needed and desired. As God develops the fruit of gentleness, or this act of kindness within you, it will cause you to show forth kind action in giving to others the things that they need and they desire that God wants to bring forth in their life. You're going to be reaching out. It's not a passive kindness. It is an act of kindness that will spur you to action, and it will show forth the compassion, the tenderness, the love of God flowing forth through you. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, we see, because of the fact that Jesus has gone to the cross for us, he showed forth his great love, and he raised us up, he quickened us, he seated us together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In verse 7, "that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus." Here this word is translated kindness. He shows the exceeding riches of his grace, of his favor toward us, in his act of kindness. God's act of kindness, his compassion, is going to bring forth the riches of his favor toward us in our life. Titus 3:4, "after the kindness," the act of kindness, "and love of God our Savior toward man appeared." Well, Jesus came, and that was the act of kindness and the love of God coming to redeem us, to set us free, to bring us out of bondage, and cause us to be born again and come into a place where we now are reconciled unto God. What a tremendous act of kindness God has shown toward us. That's his nature. That's his character. Now, the world doesn't know this. Romans chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible, speaking of those that are of the world, those that are not walking in God's ways, it says they're all gone out of the way. They're together become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. This particular word, which is the fruit of gentleness or act of kindness, is translated good here. There is none that doeth good or has an act of kindness. None that shows an act of kindness with compassion. The world doesn't know this. Only those who are born again can have this act of kindness with a compassion. That's because that's what happens when Jesus Christ comes into you. Christians are going to show forth an act of kindness with compassion. This is something that's continually supposed to be operative in our life. Now, in Luke chapter 6, verse 35, we see a principle that's very important for us to realize, where it says, "Love your enemies, do good, lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great." God rewards us greatly if we've learned to love our enemies and give out and not even expecting anything to come back again, knowing that God's going to meet all our needs. It says, "You shall be the children of the highest, For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. He is kind. God is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. This is this word again for this fruit of gentleness or this act of kindness, this kind word here. He is kind. He shows an act of kindness unto the unthankful and to the evil. This is the attitude that we should have. If we truly have this fruit developed in us, we will show an act of kindness with tenderness and compassion, even to the unthankful and to the evil. This is the same attitude of like loving our enemies or doing good to those that are evil toward us. God wants this act of kindness showing to every single person, to always continuously show this with a tenderness and a compassion. That means you're not going to get mad, you're not going to get upset, you're not going to be retaliatory, you're not going to hold grudges, you're not going to get up and react and get upset with people. You're not going to be critical or fault-finding, judgmental. No, you're going to show that tenderness and compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. This fruit needs to be established in the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Charity, which is love, suffereth long. It's long-suffering and is kind. Again, here's this word, kind, for the fruit of gentleness or this act of kindness. The love of God is always going to spur you to action, and it is kind or has an act of kindness. It will look for a way to be helpful. It will look for a way for you to build up and strengthen another person or to minister to them for their good, and it will always show forth a tenderness and a compassion. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, we're to be kind one toward another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Again, here's this word kind, an act of kindness, and it's shown forth with a tender heart. In Colossians 3:12, the Bible says, put on therefore the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness. Here again, kindness, the fruit of gentleness or act of kindness. You have to put it on. It is your responsibility to put it on in your life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6, speaking of qualities that show that we are approved as ministers, it says we're to have pureness, we're to have knowledge, we're to have long-suffering, and we're to have kindness. This act of kindness, of looking to show yourself tender and compassionate, helpful and constructive for someone else, is the mark of one who's approved as a minister of the gospel. Over in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, the Bible says, lay aside all the malice and all the guile and all the hypocrisy and all the envy and all the evil speakings. And why is this? Because we have come to the Lord. We've been born again. We're getting the Word of God in us. We're growing up. And as since we've tasted that the Lord is gracious, the word gracious is an act of kindness. Because we've tasted that the Lord is gracious, that's why we're going to lay aside all the malice, the guile, the hypocrisy, the envy, and the evil speaking. We're not going to have any of those things because we've seen the Lord is actively kind, and we're going to do the very same thing. In Romans chapter 2, in verse 4, the Bible talks about the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. The word goodness is an act of kindness. The Bible talks about it's the act of kindness of God that leads one another to repentance. Well, this is the same attitude we have to have in ministering to others. We have an act of kindness in ministering to them to bring them to the place of repentance. Over in Romans chapter 11, verse 22, the Bible says that the goodness and the severity of God is revealed. It says, on those that fell, there was severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you'll be cut off. We are to continue in his goodness, and this word here is the act of kindness again. If we continue in his act of kindness, then we are going to get kindness shown toward us, and we will not be cut off. Instead, we will see the kindness, the goodness of the Lord upon us in our life. And this is, of course, the attitude that we've got to show towards others. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 and 30, the Bible talks about taking the yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest unto your souls. In verse 30, for my yoke is easy. This particular word easy is this word kindness again, an act of kindness. My yoke is kind towards you. It is kind and useful for you to bless you and to benefit you. Because when we're yoked together with Him, we're under submission to Him, we're yielded to Him, we're under responsible to submit to God's Word and walk in His ways. And it is going to be useful. It's an act of kindness that God puts a yoke upon us. It's not a heavy burden. Remember, His burden is light, but His yoke shows an act of kindness, because it's going to require us to walk in His ways so that we will bring forth fruit in our life. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, the Bible says, "Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners." Again, this good here is the word for act of kindness. And what it's saying is the fact that evil communications or bad company is going to corrupt the good manners, the kind habits that God establishes in you. Stay away from those that are negative. Otherwise, it will affect your kind habits. Watch who you are around. Over in 1 Thessalonians 2:7, the Bible says, "We were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children." If we're gentle, actively kind, we're going to be ministering to people like a nurse cherishing her children. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24, the Bible says that the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Here we see that the servant of the Lord doesn't get into strife. Instead, he's always going to have a gentleness, a compassion, a tenderness, an act of kindness about him. What's he going to do? He's going to minister to the person's need. He's going to teach them. He's going to be patient, long-suffering. He's one who's going to instruct those people with a meekness that they oppose themselves by giving them the Word of God so that they can come to the place of repentance, acknowledging the Word, so they can recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. God wants this fruit of gentleness, which, remember, is an act of kindness developed in you. It's developed as you look for ways to be helpful, constructive, for someone's good, and always show a tenderness and a compassion, not only towards those in the body of Christ, but also those that are unthankful and evil. Show kind action and giving to people the things that they need. Remember that love is kind, and you're going to have to put on this fruit, and you're going to have to show it forth in your life. And as you show it forth, then God will minister it back to you. Stay away from those negative people. Don't let anybody corrupt your kind habits of walking in this act of kindness. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I call